Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Hour number three. We'll talk to Eric Schlitt coming up here in about 33 minutes from right now. We'll get a little Lions-Falcons preview. Eric covering the Detroit Lions for the Lions Wire and the USA Today Sports Network. Text keyword sports radio to 21,000 to hop into the conversation. Sports radio to 21,000. Or you can call us 313-396-5527. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings. One thing that we're going to get into a little bit earlier, and it kind of got lost in the shuffle. Realistic expectations for Michigan and Michigan State. Let's hop right back into the conversation. Danny Cahalan and Ryan Elke in our Motor City studio. I'm Anthony Bellino, coming from the Radio Bunker. Michigan coming into this game against Minnesota, ranked 18th against the 21st ranked Golden Gophers in the battle for the Little Brown Jug. Michigan State and Rutgers, both of those teams are unranked right now. So we should, poll question for today. A realistic expectation, part one. This one for the Michigan Wolverines with a game on the road against a top 25 ranked Minnesota team, unranked Michigan State, on the road against Indiana, home against number 14 Wisconsin, on the road against Rutgers, home against number 8 Penn State, home against unranked Maryland, and then on the road in the shoe, final game of the year against number 5 Ohio State. What is the from a total wins perspective? What do we see here? Do we see the unbelievable 8-0 undefeated season? Is that a realistic expectation? Is this a 6-win team? Is this a 500 team?
Michigan State?
No, Michigan.
Oh, a 500? No way. I'd say 5-3.
5-3? So I think how many wins will the Wolverines have? Will they win 8, 7, 6, or 5 games? 5 or less?
Maybe 4. I mean 5, should we say 500 is like the low bar? So 4 or fewer?
Well, we'll have 4 options.
Yeah, I guess so 5 or less, I guess, is fine.
Yeah, 5 or less. You want to go that route? And then on the Michigan State side of things, what is a realistic expectation for Mel Tucker, who was put behind the 8 ball? He was hired late, trying to get everything figured out. You got no offseason, no spring ball, no nothing. He's trying to implement an entirely new system, trying to figure out what his team identity is going to be. They'll have Rutgers at home this week before they travel to Ann Arbor to take on the Wolverines. Then they traveled out to the Corn to play Iowa. You never want to play Iowa in November in the cornfield. Home against Indiana, on the road against Maryland, home against Northwestern, home against Ohio State, and then on the road at Penn State. Congratulations. That end of those last 2 weeks of the season. You know, what's a realistic expectation for Michigan State? Do we put them at 6 wins, 5 wins, 4 wins, 3 wins? 3 or less?
Yeah, you went 6-3. That's fair.
That works?
Yeah, those up.
Cool. Put them on the poll, and you can cast your vote for where you think both of our Big Ten teams are going to land this season. If they went 6-2, I mean, they might have to sign Mel Tucker to a lifetime contract. They go 6-2 this season. That's probably a little far-fetched, and I don't even know if a Spartan fan, a diehard, would believe in that. But you look at Rutgers, we'll see how things turn out there. Iowa on the road is tough. Indiana at home, the Hoosiers are better, but that's winnable. Maryland on the road, I think that's a winnable game. Northwestern at home, that's a winnable game. I look at basically Michigan, Ohio State, and Penn State as maybe the three that you would kind of lock in is probably not going to win those games. And then maybe dabble with Iowa. So you could find yourself at like a 4-4. But I think we'll get a real good taste for what Michigan State wants to be, or what they're going to be against Rutgers. They got to figure out the quarterback situation. And we got to see if Michigan State and the Spartans can get that defense back to the glory days of, you know, the mid 2010s, of where, you know, this team had NFL caliber talent. That's when teams usually at their best. When you're sending guys to the draft, you've got the talent out there on the football field to play at the next level. You're probably going to have the advantage overall. You look at the way that teams like Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, you know, you look at where all of the top NFL talent comes from, and then you can kind of figure out, oh, that's why those teams, that's why they're as good. Steve is on hold. We'll get to his call right now. 313 is the area code. 396-5527. That's the number. 313-396-5527. Steve's on the Auto Valley guest line. Steve, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you guys doing, Anthony?
I'm doing well. Thank you. What do you think about Michigan and Michigan State? What's a realistic expectation?
Well, I was just going to talk about Michigan. I don't think State's going to win by 14, but I'm looking forward to seeing Joe Milton. I have a good vibe for some reason. He just, when you look at him, he just looks like a quarterback. The only knock, I saw this yesterday, the only knock, I guess, against him is his accuracy, which isn't a good sign, but I guess he's in the, you know, in the offseason or whatever you want to call it here. He was getting help from quarterbacks, Donovan Dooley and Devin Gardner, so hopefully that'll help the kid. I hope he has some success. My question is to that, are the Michigan's backups all freshmen? I don't mean to catch you off guard there.
That's okay. I can look at it. Let's see. Cade McNamara is the other name that's really floated around. Is like that kid could potentially be something. But I can look that up and see where. Because, you know, when you get into a college roster, you know, there's like 58 people at each position. There's like the duplicate numbers thing. That can stop, too. As far as what they have at quarterback, they have a couple sophomores. Cade's a sophomore. Joe Milton's a junior. Then they have a couple freshmen, so they're going to roll with McNamara. Ever since the transfer of Dylan McCaffrey, it looked like the writing was kind of on the wall there with Milton taking the starting role. So Dylan decided, hey, just opt out, transfer, and see if you can make it work somewhere else, which is unfortunate. I was hoping that they would get into some kind of swing of things where every quarterback would get, you know, a couple of years, but that's not going to be the case. It's Joe Milton's team, and you know, hopefully, you know, the one thing that really bothers me is that some of the articles that came out about Cade McNamara early on, because I think that there's something to be said that when, you know, the most popular guy on the team is the backup quarterback, you know, there's one thing to have a guy pushing you. There's another thing to constantly be second guessing and trying to put in the next guy. And that can be detrimental. But hopefully Joe Milton at 6'5 and 240 pounds. Hopefully he's ready to go. He's got a couple years under his belt of watching from the sidelines. Hasn't had any true meaningful game action, but he's gonna get it on Saturday night. That's for sure. Just very excited to see what this offense does. I don't know. I'm to the point now where if the first drive doesn't go well, if they go like three and out, what am I gonna do? That's where I'm at right now. Just so you know, mentally, how I'm handling this.
Believe that's what we got to do, Anthony. One other quick thing, then I'll let you go here. Here's my picks for the week, and they're all free. Take Buffalo minus 13 against the Jets. They're at the Jets. And take Green Bay minus 3.5 over Houston. Green Bay's 5-0 in the last five games against Houston in Houston. So, Big Dan, I got one for you, buddy. Teddy Bridgewater is going to make his first start against his former team this weekend. Wasn't it the Saints?
Yes, he was with the Saints and the Vikings.
Okay, yeah, so there you go, Dan. Something for you to root on.
Speaking of the Saints, Anthony, they're calling to hate on you for saying that you can't have the backup quarterback be the most popular guy on the team.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if I could just have somebody believe in me the way that Sean Payton believes in Taysom Hill, you know what I'm saying? That's the kind of belief that I need. Bring that guy in for 12 snaps a game for God knows what reason. You got a Hall of Famer back there. So I say they can run the Wildcat. Like, kind of, what? Whose idea is that? Steve, thanks so much for the call and for the free picks. I love it. I love the fact that you said that they're free. That's funny to me. But thank you, Steve. Have an enjoyable weekend, right? And go blue, baby. There he goes. He's out of here. Coming up next, we're going to get into our picks. We're going to have to do it at almost rapid-fire pace. We usually have a large segment for this, but we'll talk to Eric Schlitt coming up for the bulk of this hour. So we'll get to our picks next. Got a lot of games. We got one in flux right now between Tampa Bay on the road at Las Vegas. Four Raiders offensive linemen on the COVID-19 list. They've moved that game from Sunday Night Football to a 4:05 start time just in case, because they need, if they have to be able to move it, they can move that game and still get a Sunday Night product out there, which I believe is going to be the Seahawks against the Cardinals. We'll double check on that one. So we do have a game of flux. We have four teams on the bye. We're going to get to our picks coming up next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Halloween at Meijer means ghoulishly good savings for you. This week, buy five and save $5 instantly when you mix or match Halloween favorites like Hershey's snack-sized bagged candy, just $2.79 each. 24 packs of Pepsi and Coca-Cola, just $6.99 each, plus deposit where applicable. Plus, enjoy free Meijer pickup on orders of $50 or more. Visit Meijer.com to get started. Find spooky savings and more when you buy five and save five at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
These days, we're all looking for ways to keep our families safe and our homes free of bacteria and viruses. To help in these uncertain times, your local Rood dealer is offering a free healthy home analysis. They'll inspect your current system and make sure it's keeping you and your family safe from airborne contaminants. Visit Rood.com. That's R-U-U-D.com to find a dealer near you and to schedule your free healthy home analysis. Breathe easy and breathe healthy. Rely on Rood.
What will you do with tomorrow? Will you use it to make life better for you and your family? Will you spend it on an adventure, traveling somewhere new and experiencing something profound? Will you use tomorrow to rest, to work, to hope, to love? Your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will be filled with opportunity and potential. And your tomorrow, like every tomorrow, will unfold in part because of your brain. There will be moments tomorrow that can be seized by you, driven by you, and defined by you. Your brain can lead you there. Your brain can make tomorrow memorable. Whether your efforts are realized by thousands or felt only by you, tomorrow matters. And tomorrow is worth happening.
The Eisenhower Center, leading the way in traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Learn more at EisenhowerCenter.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, 818. It's a Friday. It's time to get into our picks of the week. Oh, my goodness. I wait for this segment every single week. It's very exciting stuff. I love it. Current records right now. I'm in the front by a game, 44-38-4 on the season. Dan is at 36-46-4. Ryan is at 43-39-4. Okay, gentlemen, here we go. We're going to kick things off with the big one on Sunday. A must win for the Detroit Lions. Atlanta Falcons are favored every week is a must win game. I love that kind of pressure. Falcons right now, a 2.5-point favorite at home. Can the Lions get the job done on the road? Somebody's going to win two games in a row here.
I'm a little nervous about the Falcons wide receivers. I will take the Falcons, sadly.
Same here, Atlanta.
Oh, now, this is one of those times where, like, my head is saying Atlanta, but my heart is saying Detroit. You guys both said Atlanta, so that makes me want to go with Detroit. So I'm going to do it. I'm going to go with the Lions. Lions get the victory. Cleveland on the road against Cincinnati. Cleveland, a 3-point favorite against Joe Burrow in the battle for Ohio. I'm going to roll with the Brownies here.
Yeah, Myles Garrett against that line. It's an easy win for Cleveland.
Yeah, I'll take the Browns. It's 3 points scares me because the Browns, they went back to being the Browns last week, but I think they can cover that.
This got to be the game of the week in the 1 o'clock window. Titans Steelers. This should be Sunday Night Football. This game was supposed to be played a couple weeks ago. It got postponed, but now here we are in Nissan Stadium in Nashville. Right now, the Tennessee Titans, a 1-point favorite at home. Ryan Tannehill's King Derrick Henry against Big Ben. And the Steelers, we're going to find out a lot about these two teams. Both teams are 5-0. There's only three undefeated teams left in the league. Somebody's going home with an L. Who's it going to be?
I believe they said this is only the fifth time in history that two teams 5-0 or better are facing off. So that's pretty exciting.
It's a big number there. Even the Chiefs have a
loss. This is an extremely difficult decision, but I will take the experience of Big Ben and the Steelers.
Ryan.
I'm going to take the dynamic duo of Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry.
Oh, my goodness. I think the loss of Devin Bush really hurts Pittsburgh. I'm very interested to see how Tennessee's defense handles what Pittsburgh has to bring. But I'm going to go with the run game
loss
at home.
Loss of Devin Bush, and then on Titans' side, loss of Taylor Lewan.
Taylor Lewan as well, yes. So they could, I wouldn't say they're necessarily equal, but Lewan blowing his knee, not a good situation. I'm going to go with the Titans. I'm going to go with the home team. Carolina on the road against the New Orleans Saints there in the Mercedes-Benz Superdome. I'm going to go New Orleans. They're a touchdown favorite against Carolina in Teddy B.
I like the Saints to win, but I will take the points. So all Carolina.
Right. Yeah, I have no idea what to think of this Carolina team, so I'm going to take New Orleans and Taysom Hill gets a touchdown.
Wow, that's bold. Prop bet. Buffalo, a 12.5 point favorite on the road against the New York Jets. The Jets are a dismal franchise. They're 0-6 now. They are just trash. I'm taking the Bills. Big week for them to rebound.
12.5's a lot to cover. Give me the Jets.
Wow.
The Jets stink. Josh Allen, rocket arm, looks good in shorts. Give me the Bills.
I've been waiting to hear that all day. The Dallas Cowboys, a 1-point favorite on the road against Washington. Another NFC least battle here. I am terrified of this game. I don't want anything to do with this.
Dallas, my ride or die team. I've picked them wrong every single week. Anthony,
every week.
You went back and looked for me. And guess what? I'm riding with them again. Dallas minus one.
Give me the fighting Riverboat Rons then, because we have to.
You gotta fade. You gotta fade me in Dallas.
Yeah, I don't want any part of Dallas. Give me Washington as well. Green Bay 3.5 point favorite on the road against the Houston Texans. Packers are rolling. This to me is an easy one. Green Bay wins by a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm going with Green Bay.
Agreed. I think Houston's offense is finding it right now, so maybe we'll get a shootout and Deshaun will throw 4 or 5 touchdowns for me.
A battle of pirates. This is Pirates of the Caribbean right here. The Las Vegas Raiders down 4 offensive linemen as of today. We'll see if they're available on Sunday, even if this game gets played. Bringing in Tampa Bay and his Buccaneers. Which group of...
Why are you even asking us? I think we're all going to take Tampa, right?
I'm taking Tampa.
I mean, four offensive linemen are out already? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take Tampa.
All right. On CBS at 4:25, the Kansas City Chiefs, they go to Empower Field at Mile High in Denver, Colorado. I didn't even know it was Empower Field. The Kansas City Chiefs, 9.5 point favorites. I like Kansas City in this game. Denver surprised some folks with their win over New England. It's not the New England of old. You got to shake the logo there. I'm rolling with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'll go with KC.
Traveling to Denver.
Oh, Dan, do it. I do it.
KC's going to win, but I'll take Denver. I'll take the points.
San Francisco on the road against New England. New England is a 2-point favorite at home. I don't know what
you think. Cam's going
to
figure it out this week?
I think San Francisco. I think Jimmy G had a rebound week. I'm going to go with San Francisco.
There's a lot of chatter in New England about how they made a mistake.
Chatter or chowder?
A little both. A little chowder chatter going on about how they made a mistake of letting Jimmy Garoppolo go so many years ago, even though they won 2 titles. So I think Bill Belichick's really locked in to make Jimmy G look like a fool. So give me New England.
Oh, I like that logic, so I'll agree with that. And also, you should call up some Boston radio stations about that chowder chatter.
Chowder chatter. It reminds me of UConn's old coach. He's like, you don't even know anything about clam chowder. Who was that, the basketball coach? Jim Calhoun? I think he's the one that said that. The Los Angeles Chargers, 7.5 point favorites at home against the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's a big line for a team that only has one win on the season. They're 0-2 at home are the Chargers. The Jaguars, they're 1-5. We saw what the Lions did to them. Can Justin Herbert have a breakout game? 7.5 points seems like a lot. I don't know what to think about the Jags. I have no idea on this one.
Yeah, I don't like the Jaguars. The Chargers, they've played some good teams. Justin Herbert's played well, just has like that one mistake. But as the Lions kind of proved last week, you can have a mistake against this team and still blow them out. So I'm going to go Chargers.
Wow. 7.5 with the rookie quarterback? Give me the Jags.
Oh, my goodness.
Jags traveling across the country.
Cross country. You know, I feel about cross country. I don't like any part of it, although I did just pick San Francisco to travel about as far as they could. To get a win by a field goal. I'm going to go with the Chargers as well. Seattle and Arizona, West Coast Battle Royale down there in Phoenix, Glendale to be exact, which is just west of Phoenix if you ever travel down there. Kind of near Scottsdale, a little bit further west. It's like Scottsdale, then Phoenix, then Glendale. Cardinals, they're at home, and they are getting 3.5. Seattle's surrendering as the road favorite on Sunday Night Football. The lights are too bright. Russell Wilson's too good. I'm going with the Seahawks.
Yeah, I'll take the Seahawks as well. 3.5 is nothing for them. I think this is a touchdown game.
Seattle, they love playing weird games. Phoenix is a lovely area, as I hear from multiple people. I hear it's a great place this time of year. So I think
multiple radio hosts, as a matter of fact.
We'll leave that out. But I hear Phoenix is great. So I think Seattle wins only by a field goal, though. So Arizona will cover.
Wow. Okay. Arizona, the points. And then Monday Night Football, real barn burner here. The 5-1 Bears against the 4-2 LA Rams. Rams are favored by 6 points on Monday Night Football. I can't get a beat on the Rams. I don't know what to believe. I don't know who they are.
Can you get a beat on the Bears?
Nobody knows what
five
they are.
5-1? What?
The Bears are 5-1. The Rams just laid an egg, you know, just traveling just north up to Levi Stadium there in Santa Clara, getting beat by the 49ers 24-16. Can they bounce back? Can Jared Goff and company get it rolling? Aaron Donald's going to be too much for Chicago's offensive line. I'm going to take the home team. I'm going to go with the Rams.
See, I think the Bears are like that team that are kind of proving that, like Al Davis said, just win, baby. Don't matter how it gets done, you just win the game, and they pile up. So I'll take the Bears.
Ah, this is rough.
This is a terrible game.
Because, yeah, Chicago wins ugly. The Rams haven't played pretty this year. 6 is a weird line. I think I got to go with the Rams by a touchdown. So I'll go with the Rams with the points.
There it is. Our Week 6 picks are in the books. There we have it. We're done here. We've done that. That's good. I feel better. I feel relieved. We do have 4 teams on the bye this week. The Colts, Dolphins, Vikings, and Ravens all get a week off. And remember, the Sunday football game has been changed. Keep your eyes on Tampa Bay and what's going to happen between them and the Las Vegas Raiders if that game's going to get played. We'll step aside. Eric Schlitt joins us next to talk about Sunday's matchup between the Lions and the Falcons next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for the incredible Tullymore Golf Resort. They're in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of GR and a short drive for most of you listening right now on the Huge Show across Michigan. Fabulous place to get away, and there still will be some good days of golf left. Book a tee time right now at TullymoreGolf.com, a stay and play package in the fall if you just want to get away. The restaurants are open, and if you want to look at some real estate, maybe looking ahead to 2021, a weekend home, or if you want to live on the grounds at Tullymore, go to TullymoreGolf.com. That is TullymoreGolf.com. And if you want to look ahead for a wedding, a reception, an outing, a corporate event, or anything in 2021, now is the time to book it while dates are there. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. That's TullymoreGolf.com. The Tullymore Golf Resort in Canadian Lakes, Michigan. Huge here for my good friends at DraftKings. Now, Week 6 is happening this weekend, and there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. And to add to the Week 6 excitement, DraftKings has a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. So download that DraftKings app. Remember that promo code HUGE. And for a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Don't miss out on the Week 6 action. Enter code HUGE to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code HUGE only at DraftKings. Make it rain. Now there's a minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. And remember to download the DraftKings app and use promo code HUGE for your free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes.